Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has a fresh mandate. His Liberal Democratic Party and its partners solidified their control over the upper house of the Japanese parliament in yesterday's election. The strong showing represents something of a comeback for the LDP. Public disapproval with the party had reached record highs before Koizumi took over in April. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The pundits had written off Japan's Liberal Democratic Party, a spent force, they called it, a political dinosaur heading towards extinction. But the party, which has ruled Japan for virtually all of the past 55 years, proved that it is far from dead. There were cheers and shouts of banzai at party headquarters in Tokyo. The LDP, together with its smaller coalition partners, captured 78 of the 121 seats up for grabs in yesterday's upper house elections. It now controls a solid majority in both houses of parliament. Analysts attribute the landslide victory to one man, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, Japan's most popular prime minister since World War II. Koizumi, with his wavy gray hair and wry smile, has a following that most rock stars would envy. He's won people over not only with his style, but also with his motto of reform with no sanctuary, a bold plan to fix all that ails the world's second-largest economy. It's a message that appealed to many Japanese voters, such as Michiya Takahashi, a newspaper delivery man from Tokyo.
I'm a big fan of Koizumi. Otherwise, I never would have voted for the LDP. They would just have kept repeating the same old mistakes.
After the polls closed, Prime Minister Koizumi appeared before the TV cameras, exhausted and unshaven, but clearly pleased with the results. We fared better than expected, he said, so I will now pursue these reforms. That's why people voted for us. Koizumi has been talking about reforms ever since he was catapulted into office 3 months ago. But now comes the hard part, enacting them. First, he'll need to overcome opposition from conservatives within his own party, and he'll have to convince the Japanese people of the need to clean up the country's banking system and reduce government spending. Even though these reforms are sure to produce some painful side effects, such as a big jump in the unemployment rate. It's a price many Japanese say they are willing to pay, at least for now. But some analysts say Koizumi needs to do a better job of articulating his vision. Koichi Nakano is a professor at Tokyo's Sophia University.
He talks about a lot about the negative things that Japan has to go through, structural reform, pain, and so forth. But it's not quite clear what kind of vision he's got for the future of Japan after all the pain.
Pain is probably the most common word in Japan these days. Everybody is talking about it, anticipating it. But after a decade in the economic doldrums, what the Japanese call the lost decade, many people here believe the risk of doing nothing is perhaps the biggest risk of all. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.